For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of September. I hope you're well. Coming up,
children are going into these online spaces largely ill-equipped and unprepared.
A quarter of Irish children upset by what they see online, and Dublin announces major new changes to bin collection services. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a quarter of primary school children have been upset by harmful content online, while just over a fifth of secondary school students have been affected. A new report by CyberSafe Kids out this morning finds parents are even less involved in their children's online lives than in previous years. CEO of the charity, Alex Cooney, says far too many parents aren't checking what their kids are doing online.
What we're seeing is very high levels of access to the online world, very high levels of ownership of devices. We're seeing about a quarter of the children being exposed to content that bothers or upsets them in some way. And concerningly, we also see a high proportion of those children not telling anyone about those experiences.
Israel's prime minister is refusing to bow to pressure as he faces calls to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza following the deaths of six hostages held by Hamas. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Israel in anger over their killings, with US President Joe Biden claiming not enough is being done to establish an agreement. But Benjamin Netanyahu says the pressure shouldn't be on him.
These murderers executed six of our hostages. And now after this, we're asked to show seriousness? What message does this send Hamas? It says, kill more hostages, murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions.
Meanwhile, the UN says its first day of polio vaccinations in Gaza reached more than 87,000 children. Israel has agreed to limited pauses in fighting to allow medics to work for 3 days. The first case of polio in Gaza in 25 years was reported recently. The Taoiseach says an end to the violence in Gaza is urgently needed. Micheál Martin is one of a growing number of world leaders urging both Israel and Hamas to negotiate an end to the conflict. The UK yesterday announced a halting of some arms exports to Israel. The Foreign Affairs Minister says there's a global will to bring about a ceasefire.
The impact of this war, obviously on the people of Gaza and so on, but it really is, from the perspective of European leaders that I have met, people want this to end. And I think there's a real urgency now on both parties to implement this ceasefire.
To other news, and data centres accounted for 20% of all electricity used in Ireland last year. The latest report from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland shows a 17% reduction in electricity-related emissions for the first half of the year. This is due to greater reliance on renewable energy and imported electricity from the UK. However, the SEAI's Jim Shear says we still have a lot of work to do.
Essentially what we're seeing is electricity demand is increasing faster than the pace at which we're adding the renewables. And what we need to happen is the opposite. We need to add renewable generation faster than electricity demand increases. The recent progress on renewables has been like paying off an interest-only loan. The increased renewable capacity we're adding services the increased demand, but it doesn't eat into the principle.
An increased Garda presence will remain on the roads until 7 a.m. It's part of a joint campaign between Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority for National Slowdown Day. Safety chiefs are thanking motorists for their compliance, but appealing to drivers to continue to comply with speed limits all year round. People are being forced to choose between heating their homes or staying in education. The National Adult Learning Group, ANTHUS, says 41% of people taking part in adult education are struggling to pay for household bills and meals. CEO Dervla Lawless claims you can't buy a cup of tea with some of the supports on offer.
A person in a full-time further education and training course only gets up to 80 cents per day for this type of allowance. We've talked to learners right across the country. There is serious hardships facing adults trying to improve their life circumstances. Apprentices who can't afford accommodation or the fuel cost to travel up and back to their course, so they're sleeping in their vans. Parents who can't afford childcare, so they're dropping out of programmes.
In entertainment news, Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore's new movie received an 18-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival. The applause for The Room Next Door is the longest of the event so far. The film focuses on a best-selling writer who rekindles a relationship with her friend who's been diagnosed with cancer. And in sport at the Paralympics, it's a busy morning for Irish swimmers in Paris. In what will be her final Paralympic event, Ellen Keane goes in the heats of the women's 100-metre backstroke S9. Nicole Turner and Dervla Brady return for the heats of the women's 50-metre butterfly S6. Silver medalist last week, Roisin Irín, is in this morning's heats of the 200-metre individual medley SM13. But first up, Barry McClements is in the men's 100-metre breaststroke S9. And that is first up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.